Tuesday. Welcome to the Teal Expert Podcast. I'm Dr. Kelly Evans-Wilson. Excited to have you spend about 10 minutes with us today as we talk about navigating the food allergy world. So we're here in March of 2022, and you know, I must admit, I've kind of been a little bit reflective this month. 2 years ago is when we entered into this pandemic. And, I think for this generation, for many years to come, you know, this kind of March of 2020, where were you and what changed in your life kind of in those, whether it was March 13th or what the exact day we're unsure of, it all kind of impacted us differently. But we know March of 2020, the world changed. For some generations, it was, you know, where were you when JFK was shot? For many in my generation, you know, where were you on 9/11? And so for all of us, kind of where were we in March of 2020? And, how has that changed our lives, you know, in that moment 2 years ago? So I thought I'd kind of take a moment and spend this episode kind of reflecting back on the pandemic, on COVID, on navigating food allergies. I talked about this last year at one point, kind of some similarities between navigating the food allergy world and navigating COVID. And, you know, so again, I thought I'd take some time and reflect back on what I thought were some similarities and kind of where do I see those now, you know, kind of 2 years since this pandemic began, you know, and I do think, you know, as we talked about initially, you know, kind of that moment, that March of 2020, where were you, kind of stops you in your tracks, similar to when you get a food allergy diagnosis, whether that's you or someone you love. You know, it kind of stops you in your tracks and you're like, what does this mean? Where do we go? You know, it's kind of a lot to process, but you do it. You kind of take one day at a time and you do it. So that would say is our first kind of similarity. But when I reflected back on, you know, what are those similarities between navigating COVID and navigating the food allergy world, you know, I had eight of them, and we'll talk about kind of why those eight maybe are similar to the top eight food allergies that we know about. Those top eight food allergies cause 90% of all of the food allergy reactions. And so thinking about that eight, there are and continue to be, I think, kind of eight similarities between these navigating food allergies and navigating COVID. And, you know, they're no different, I think, than when we started this journey, this COVID-19 journey in March of 2020. So the first similarity is safety. You know, we're all still concerned about your safety. You need, thinking about Maslow's hierarchy of need, we need to be safe. We need food, shelter, drinking water, warmth, a place to sleep. You know, we need those to take care of our human body. So, and that's crucial for those with food allergies. You know, that safety, that primal safety, is the same. And it was the same in March. It's still a concern now. So that safety is that similarity. The care and concern for others. You know, I think that's something we saw as we've been on this COVID journey, you know, the care and concern for others, whether that's staying 6 feet apart, whether that's wearing a mask, you know, the same thing happens when we create a nut-free table at our school, or you verify with who's ever coming to dinner, you know, do you have any food allergies? So that kind of care and concern remains. The idea of respecting families' choices on how they're handling the COVID pandemic, whether they're venturing out, whether they're not, respecting food families with food allergies. Do they feel comfortable going to restaurants? Do they not? So that kind of crucial respect, you know, remains. As we've seen from March of 2020 to March of 2022, boy, we've all learned a lot. And we continue to learn, you know, science is not math. Somebody said that, and I totally agree. Science is evolving and learning. It's not 2 + 2 equals 4. So we're constantly learning in this COVID journey. The same with the food allergy journey. You're still learning. Which I think ties right into our next similarity. It's an evolving situation. As we said, what we know now versus what we knew in March of 2020, things have changed. How we're handling things, we have more information. What's our comfort level with going out or, being active? Same thing with food allergies, kind of that initial diagnosis. Stops you in your tracks, but then you learn how to function in life. So it's, and then it continues to evolve as your child grows and heads to college or whatever the case may be. It continues to be an evolving situation. The other similarity is that continued importance on hygiene. While we're still in this pandemic, it's still crucial that we're washing our hands, wear a mask if you are feeling sick. That importance of hygiene, same with when we're navigating the food allergy world. That's so crucial to wash your hands, clean things off with Clorox wipes, whatever the case may be. And then kind of two big things, I think, that remain similarities from when we started the COVID journey and even 2 years later, the idea of hope. We have hope that we're going to come through this, just like food allergies, where, we have to have a hopeful mindset that we will be continuing to learn, whether that's vaccines for COVID or vaccines for food allergies, as those are getting some research today. So, we have to have hope that things will get better. And I do have hope. Along with hope, we've got to encourage each other. We have to be focused on, again, thinking about our care and concern for others. We've got to encourage people as they're navigating the COVID world, as you're navigating the food allergy world. So, those kind of similarities remain, from when we were battling or just starting our COVID journey to 2 years later. So, I think reflection, and there's significant amount of research on the value of reflection. And so I feel like that's just kind of 2 years later, it was a good time to pause and say, look how far we've come. We still have ways to go. COVID is still in existence. It's going to stay. How are we going to continue to navigate? How are we going to navigate a COVID world? And how do you continue to navigate a food allergy world? So again, thinking along those lines, I kind of had eight things that that I feel like connect then, in March of 2020 and March of 2022 now, and then that aligns so well with those eight foods that cause 90% of food allergy reactions. That's milk, eggs, soy, wheat, fish, shellfish, peanuts, and tree nuts. So, as we continue to kind of reflect on where we were in March of 2020, and remember that, how long will this journey last? We don't know. Families are impacted by COVID differently, just like families are impacted by food allergies differently. Some people outgrow food allergies. Some food allergies remain forever. So it's the same with COVID. Some battle it for days or years, and some maybe have minimal health concerns with COVID. So, again, thanks for joining me for this kind of few minutes as we reflected back on where we were in March of 2020 as we started this COVID journey, and how there are those similarities remain, our kind of mindset 2 years later. So I hope you feel like you've gained some additional information today. Remember, you are the lighthouse, that you can shine light. You can be a light to others. Share the knowledge that you've learned today. Maybe I've piqued your interest and you want to do a little additional research, but be a light for others is what my action item for you is today. So thank you for joining me on this Teal Expert podcast. Have a wonderful Tuesday.